This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Palestinian prime minister and other heads of state and politicians arrived at the presidential palace in Paris for dinners with President Emmanuel Macron on Thursday. It's the eve of the annual Peace Forum. The sixth edition of the Peace Forum will focus on peace-building efforts and support for fragile countries. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres made the opening address by video.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, President Macron, thank you for hosting this conference. We are here to support civilians in Gaza. Of course, nothing justifies the abhorrent acts of terror by Hamas in Israel on 7 October, which I utterly condemned. Israelis and others were brutally killed or abducted, and I call once again for the unconditional return of all hostages. Now, civilians in Gaza, including children and women, face a never-ending humanitarian nightmare. Their neighborhoods wiped out, their loved ones killed, bombs raining down while being denied life's very basics, food, water, medicine, electricity. Some life-saving aid is beginning to trickle into Gaza, but let's face it, it's a drop in the ocean.
Delegates are meeting for the Paris Peace Forum, the annual assembly, one of Macron's many diplomatic projects. On the table, the global challenges from migration crises, climate change, and of course, as you heard, the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Israel announced it will institute 4-hour daily pauses in the fighting with Hamas to allow Palestinians to flee the northern part of Gaza for the south. That has begun on Thursday. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. France will tighten rules for non-EU investments in French companies by making a 10% threshold that triggers a government review permanent. Here's Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire talking to Reuters.
We want to remain the most attractive country for foreign investment. This is the first point. And I really want to be clear to all the investors, you are most welcome in France. We have been the most attractive country for foreign investment over the last 4 years. And I really want France to remain the most attractive country over the next decade.
Le Maire, who lowered the security threshold to 10% from 25% previously during the COVID-19 pandemic out of concern French companies could become vulnerable to foreign takeovers, said the tighter measures would help correct and protect the French and European firms at a time of radical upheaval of global supply chains. Kenya's president promised on Thursday to be ruthless with corruption and firm on debt during his address to the nation from the capital's parliament building.
Corruption, honorable members, wastage, inefficiency, and negligence are serious threats to our transformation agenda and unacceptable practice that has no place in our nation.
President Ruto also told members of parliament that the specter of terrorism is a continuing threat that must remain vigilant. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has begun talks with the Chinese vice premier.
I hope to build on this strong foundation with an open and substantive discussion over the next 2 days. As I've said, the United States has no desire to decouple from China. A full separation of our economies would be economically disastrous for both of our countries and for the world.
Secretary Yellen went on to say the United States seeks a healthy economic relationship with China. Surgeons have performed the world's first eye transplant of an entire human eye, an extraordinary addition to a face transplant. Although it's too soon to know if the man will ever see through the new left eye, an accident with a high-voltage power line destroyed most of the man's face and the one eye. His right eye still works, but surgeons at New York University say that the eye is generating some activity and sending some signals. They just don't know how many ultimately. Scott Walterman, VOA News.